This week, Seattle's own online retail giant Amazon launched Amazon Flex. It's kind of like Lyft or Uber, but instead of driving passengers, Amazon's self-employed drivers deliver stuff. Greg Bensinger reports on Amazon for the Wall Street Journal, and he told Kim Malcolm one of Amazon's main goals is to cut labor costs.
Well, ultimately, there's a sense that those kind of drivers can be less expensive than the traditional carriers. They don't have to pay for a lot of expenses, things like car insurance, fuel, and of course, health benefits. That's a big figure. So over time, the hope is that you can get enough of these and it'll cost you less to deliver these packages.
Reliability is something Amazon customers depend on. So what are the risks for Amazon by going to these on-demand drivers?
That is the risk, is will these guys show up on time? Will they show up with the package intact? Amazon says that they have systems in place to check for that kind of thing, including background checks. But there's always going to be problems, and when customers have a complaint, Amazon will have to deal with it.
There's also this network of regulations around contract labor. What's that going to mean for Amazon?
So there's been a series of lawsuits against some of these on-demand companies, Uber in particular, and there is a big question over whether this is sustainable for these companies, whether they can continue to have a workforce that is on-demand like this, that is sort of disposable. And some courts seem to feel that over time, these companies may have to treat them like employees and hire them and pay them in the same way that they would you and I that are regular employees somewhere.
You know, Amazon tends to make a splash wherever it goes. It's just what happens when you're that big. So what does Amazon's entrance into this arena mean for workers who are in the on-demand economy?
Well, it means they will have a powerful lobbying force in Washington if it comes to that. Washington, D.C., that is. And Amazon fights hard for what it believes in. Of course, it fought for many years to protect itself from sales tax in many states. And so if they feel that this is an important part of the economy, an important part of their business model, they're going to pursue it aggressively. And, you know, courts will have to decide whether drivers should be paid as employees or not. But Amazon seems to have said, we think it's a perfectly good way to expand our workforce and to get these packages to you ever quicker and cheaper.
Many are calling Amazon Flex Uber for shipping, but Uber is trying out its own delivery service. How does it compare?
It remains to be seen. It's still underway. In particular, Uber is trying to deliver hot food. That's a thing they have running right now called Uber Eats. But they have had a sort of nascent delivery notion, going to area stores and picking up packages for customers and delivering them. And that's been a little spotty. There's not a lot of reports of people getting these packages that way. I think it's mostly an experiment right now for Uber. But Amazon is getting right into it, and we'll see how it works. It's obviously the two of them are going to be competing for talent. They're going to be competing for the same kind of drivers.
So, Greg, if Amazon and Uber are competing for a certain pool of drivers, what impact is that going to have on the workers who are in that line of work?
Well, anyone who's had two job offers at the same time knows that that's a good position to be in. You generally can expect higher wages or better benefits. And I think that these drivers would be hopeful that this means there's more competition, wages will have to go up over time. And most of these jobs aren't particularly skilled. That means that there's a huge pool of people who could be available, but it also means that they can be choosy too, because there's just so many of these companies. So Amazon, Uber, and all the rest will have to figure out what formula is most appealing for these drivers.
You know, the ad for Amazon Flex drivers says they're paying $18 to $25 an hour for that job. How does that compare to what drivers with Uber make?
You've hit on a bone of contention in this industry. There is a difference between what you make and what the companies pay you. And a lot of them promise sort of wages that you'll make. And that's based on how efficient you are. It's based on things like tips. And it's not clear in Amazon's case just how much they'll pay these people guaranteed. So in that case, they think that people can make as much as $25 an hour. Uber has said things like $30 an hour. And a lot of people feel, in Uber's case, that those wages aren't there. So that's at the heart of a lot of the dissent, if you will, in the on-demand economy, which is just how much am I going to make and what are you going to guarantee for me?
So what do you think? Do you expect Amazon Flex to succeed?
You know, it's interesting. I've already heard from a number of readers who said, how do I sign up for this thing? There seems to be a real ready workforce, and people are inherently intrigued by Amazon. They think that Amazon is doing things on the cutting edge. Of course, they're a couple years behind in the on-demand economy in this way, but they seem to have made some really spectacularly good bets over the years, and I think this could be an interesting new experiment for them.
Greg Bensinger reports on Amazon for The Wall Street Journal. He talked to Kim Malcolm.